Okay, that's something new I've learned today. Now it's officially called the Biden moment. You do learn something new every day. I think what you said is very important. There is still, I think, quite a lot of uncertainty, changing the subject a bit, about the passenger information relating to ticketing. In terms of where you can get tickets, and yes, I think you mentioned, Chris, yesterday that a large majority now is online, fine, okay, but there is still the need for machines in stations, or God forbid, people in stations to go and actually buy a ticket from. But it's not only about the buying of the ticket itself. One of my big problems, and I have to travel around a lot, and whenever I can, I always end up having to get off a plane. But when I get off a plane, I try to get the train or whatever is available to get to my final destination. And one of the big questions I always have, and there's never any information about this, I have my ticket. Do I have to validate it in some way or not? And it's always impossible to find out without asking someone directly. Whether me getting this ticket is enough, or whether it needs to have a stamp, a hole in it, or something like that. So maybe we also consider about how we're going to have to provide, what we're going to suggest to provide information on this. Because wherever you go, the answer is always obvious of no, why would you need to validate? Or of course, yes, you need to validate. But it's always very different in every country. And there are also sometimes where it's a maybe. Switzerland, for example, sometimes it's a maybe. The fact is that there are some of these things that we will probably need to look at in greater detail. Not to say that everybody has to validate, again, that's not the point. The point is that you need to be able to give, and I like the example that you gave of the from the consultants on your on the presentation that you gave, that you need to be able to give the right information at the right time. And when you're on the platform already rushing to get the train, it may be too late to run back to the end of the platform to validate your ticket, for example. A big sign at the entrance of the station that says, "Don't forget to validate your ticket," maybe is equally useless because you haven't got your ticket yet. So I think it's important that we judge this and we discuss how, where we strike the balance with this information. Absolutely. So thank you. Thank you very much for that.